Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
See it. You still may not believe it. I'm getting text messages from friends who are seeing this story elsewhere. It's being covered at Infowars.com. People are going and asking for the inserts to the COVID vaccine. And of course, you saw the one that just had the digital barcode on there. But no, you can go get some and find the inserts. And there's a lot of shocking things that you will find. For example, headline at Infowars.com. Shocker, why is this substance in the Moderna COVID vaccine? It's called SM-102. And when you go look into the medical documents on the official OSHA website, the safety data sheet for SM-102 says right here, for research use only, not for human use. In fact, when I told the guys the headline for today's show, I said not to put it in quotes. Guys, go ahead, let's just put that in quotes, because that's the exact quote. Not for human use. And in California and Oregon, they are readying the mandatory vaccines. Same thing with New York City. They're getting ready to force you to take something not for human use, according to OSHA documents. You have the military walking around on the streets, jabbing people at convenience stores. And then they celebrate it and they bump fists. And you know, it's got diversity too. Oh, so you have the diversity factor. And this is, oh man. See, and now they've got the military involved. Oh my gosh, this COVID-19 is a disaster. This vaccine is an absolute horrific nightmare. And that's not even all. I don't even have time. I haven't even had the time to properly go through all of the wild statements on these vaccine inserts. Like, for example, on some it just says, not all side effects will be included in this document because they don't know all the side effects yet. It's just now being tested on humans. It's just now being waved out. And they sell it like it's a normal vaccine. Oh, and they say, oh, this is a tried and true science. There's nothing to be afraid of. Don't be a vaccine skeptic. This is not a normal vaccine. No, it's not a normal vaccine. And again, you see the videos of arms becoming magnetized after getting the shot, and it's just like, you don't even believe this stuff. How could this be going on? So maybe that's a magic trick. Who knows? Who knows what that is? Maybe there's something heavy metallic in the insert. I mean, you know, nobody's dug a microchip out of themselves yet. That'll be the day. But, I mean, let's just start basic. Let's start elementary. Ingredients included in the Moderna COVID-19 shot, SM-102, OSHA fact sheet on SM-102 says for research only, not for human use. But, I mean, they're telling you this is a research. They're doing research on the COVID vaccine, the new mRNA technology. They're doing research on you right now. You are part of a giant worldwide research project. Congratulations for you.
Listen up, Patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and KF Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, been sold out for months, back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Filling in for Alex today, but he will be joining us coming up shortly here in the first hour. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, May 21st, 2021. Yes, this is the Alex Jones Show. And I've got stacks and stacks and stacks of news. Wow. Wow. So we're going to get into what I just covered in the opening segment. But yes, we covered it yesterday. Alex broke with special reports yesterday. We have new reports coming out. We have other reporters noticing things. Hey, look, you know what? I hope we're wrong. I hope this vaccine isn't a weapon and isn't going to kill a bunch of people. And then these are just coincidences and all of this stuff. I do. I really do, folks. Believe me. I really do. I hope we're all wrong about this. But no one else wants to report on it. We read the actual medical literature. We read the actual inserts. We look at the ingredients. We follow all the side effects. We follow all the stories. And we just report the truth. Like SM-102 in the vaccine insert says it's one of the ingredients for the vaccine, COVID vaccine. And then you look at, oh, okay, let's look into SM-102. And you go to the official OSHA website here, and it says, for research only, not for human use. And then you look at, so then pharmacies will have their own medical documents, and then it will say, this is not FDA approved. This is an investigatory vaccine using mRNA technology. Says it right on the document. And then you have leaders of the NAACP going on New York airwaves with Cuomo and de Blasio sticking their arm out and saying, I'm not going to question what's in this. I'm not going to look at the ingredients. I'm going to roll my sleeve up and I'm going to take that vaccine. No questions asked. Oh, just like the people in the Tuskegee experiment, I suppose. And they... See, they know they can't cross a certain threshold of forcing us to vaccinate, and so they're trying to dicely, you know, walk around it. You know, we're going to, we'll just have some vaccine passports to use these things, and, oh, just big businesses are going to make you have a vaccine to go back to work, and then slowly it just increments itself. But so I'm going to get to all that. We'll do whole segments on that. We'll talk to Alex about that. But I mean, okay. So that's kind of a big deal. How about we have, I mean, I guess it was already known, but now the Soros-funded and elected sheriff in Maricopa County, Paul Pinzone, is basically doing everything he can to stop the audit in Maricopa County. Of course, he got more funding than any other elected official from George Soros. The most. Boy, they really wanted that. And then you notice, who was the one before? It was Joe Arpaio, a great patriot. Oh, uh-huh. So you get rid of a great American patriot who backs Donald Trump, and you put in a Soros-funded leftist activist, and now he's blocking the audit into the Maricopa County 2020 presidential election results that you rigged and stole. I mean, they had this whole thing planned so well from the beginning, how they were going to steal this election, and Maricopa County was one of the places they knew they were going to do it bigger than ever, and they got their Soros guy in, and Soros made sure of it with his money, and they got that Trump-supporting patriot out of there, too. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, and now Republicans in Maricopa County are being sent substances in the mail, unknown substances in the mail. Because, you know, the Democrats, so tolerant, so peaceful. So the exact opposite of everything they claim to be. Okay. Then you've got Biden. The man driving the fake steering wheel. The man who's not in charge. The man who's told what to do. The empty suit. The mental patient. The least of which, of what he's doing right now, signing the anti-Asian hate crime bill. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? So are we going to address who is committing all the Asian hate crimes? I mean, let's just be honest. It's black people. But no. They're going to say Black Lives Matter out of the left side of their mouth, Asian Lives Matter out of the right side of their mouth. Kind of like they're going to say, you know, LGBTQ plus rights and wave their flags all over. But then they're going to support Hamas and radical Islam. Yes, that is the left. Total mental patience. Can't think straight. It's just unbelievable. These people are in power. These people are in power and want more power. Like you have David Hogg going on CNN. It was unbelievable. I was listening to the American Journal, listening to this clip. And I don't like to be redundant here at InfoWars and play the same clips all day, so I wasn't going to play it. But it's like David Hogg and CNN saying Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't deserve a firearm. And you know, it's just they don't get what they're saying. They really don't. When you're telling a free man that you're going to take their firearm, that they don't have the right to defend themselves, you don't realize what you're doing. You don't realize what you're asking for, do you? Now, imagine, though, they want to disarm their political opposition. This is the most violent, hate-filled group in America right now. The Democrat Party, they're street thugs, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, you name it. They're attacking members of Congress. They're shooting members of Congress. They're threatening anybody they disagree with, and they want to disarm us? Wow. I don't know where that's going at all. No, I can't do the math on that. Nope, that, oh. So you liberals go on TV and suggest you're going to take free men and free women's firearms. I really don't think you know what you're asking for. So you better watch your mouths. But the Biden anti-Asian hate crime bill is the least of our concerns. It just shows how out of their minds they are, or they just won't even be honest, or anything's a political stunt these days. But no, here's some more concerning things that should be highlighted. Energy Secretary Granholm's investment in electric vehicle battery company sparks concern. Millions of dollars the energy secretary appointed by Biden has invested in electric vehicle batteries. And he's in control of the monies from the government that will go into energy. So if you want to make a lot of money in the next couple of years, I'd invest in what that guy's invested in. Jennifer Granholm. I forgot, the crooks come in all different shapes and sizes as Democrats. So you want to make a bunch of money and invest your money in electric car batteries like Proterra, like the Biden administration member Jennifer Granholm has, the energy secretary, who I'm sure will be boosting those stocks nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Nice. This Biden pick has worked for top offshore wind firms. Now he's poised to help oversee the industry. And they don't mention it in this article, but other people are covering it. He's also heavily invested in the wind farm industry and windmills. Oh, and now he's going to be doling out money to that, quote-unquote, green energy. So, oh, yeah, you want to shut off America's energy, bring in people who are invested in alternative energies that have failed us over time. It doesn't stop there. Another Biden appointee, nominee to the intelligence community, has worked for Huawei. You know, the Huawei that helps the Chinese communists round up dissidents and throw them into death camps and slave labor, that Huawei. Yeah, they're bringing one of those employees into the Biden administration, too. Boy, this is quite a bunch, isn't it? Quite a bunch from Joe.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Serious news to get to here, and we're going to get to all of it. I've got to just this vaccine stuff is so crazy, but we need to highlight how dangerous, because it's like, what's more dangerous, the vaccine? What's more dangerous, the left taking over and implementing globalism and destroying the United States? And what do we have a chance at stopping? But I guess we could read people the ingredients of the vaccine, and that may stop them. But I actually need to get more documents, so I'm waiting for the crew to get me some other documents so that I can add to this, so that you can understand how dangerous that is. But I've got all this important news, but I have to tell you right now before we get started, I have to admit I am addicted to the new fizzy magnesium at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a bit of a problem. So, well, I'll take it off my side desk here so you can see that I'm drinking the fizzy magnesium right now. So, I'm becoming addicted to the fizzy magnesium from InfoWarsStore.com, and it's a bit of a concern amongst the crew. So, I may be going away for a couple days when Alex gets back. It's becoming a really serious issue here. So, you don't see me again, just know I'm fighting my fizzy magnesium addiction. Of course, it's good for me, so it doesn't matter. I can drink as much as I want. Ha, ha, ha. Fizzy magnesium, exclusively available on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. Again, Alex Jones coming up here. He's supposed to be joining us in the next segment, so stay tuned for that. But and I'm going to wait with Alex to get into all of this COVID news. And I'm going to wait till I get these other documents on my desk as well to just highlight this. But let me get into the stuff that worries me about the Biden administration here. And let me just say, the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and then like Letitia James of the world that are involved politically, these are the most dangerous people in America right now politically. Now, I know Biden is not in control, but he's still the head of it. So he's allowing all of this to go on. He's the figurehead. So he is the danger. But, you know, I just have to say before I get into that, this is one of the more ridiculous things you're ever going to see in your life. And I mean, every day it's like that, I know. Little knit penises for transgender babies. I mean, yeah, we're getting into some crazy times here. But liberals, Democrat voters, progressives, these people don't even live in reality anymore, ladies and gentlemen. They don't even live in reality anymore. This story from the Washington Post from Mary Beth Sheridan. Headline, Mexico's coronavirus deaths are plummeting. The Biden wall could be a factor. I kid you not. In the headline, not only giving Biden credit for the wall, but also it's a good thing now. The Biden wall. Washington Post. The Biden wall. A good thing. It doesn't stop there. You read into the story. They then claim, thanks to Joe Biden for getting the vaccine out so quickly, that that's the other cause why COVID deaths are plummeting. So not only do they give credit to the wall, which Biden stopped, they give Biden credit for building the wall, which they were all against. They give Biden credit for building the wall, and then they give Biden credit for getting the vaccines out. These people don't live in reality.
Mary Beth Sheridan doesn't live in reality. She walks, she writes for the Washington Post. Now, let's get into what the Biden administration is up to. But let me just say this before I get into it, because it needs to be said. When you have Kamala Harris admitting to media during interviews that she keeps a list of her enemies, you need to be on alert about how dangerous that woman is. She keeps a list of her enemies. I wonder if any InfoWars reporters or hosts are on that list. Kamala Harris keeps a list. Sounds like a psycho of her enemies. Those are the types of people that don't get firearms under the liberal laws. You understand? But I'm sure they wouldn't point that out for her. Hey, how are you doing? Oh, nothing. Just making a list of my enemies? Oh, you don't sound psychotic at all. And then you have Letitia James. You have Letitia James out of New York City who's trying to destroy Donald Trump, doing all these criminal investigations. You know the old dangerous saying that you got out of the Soviet Union and communist hellholes? Show me the man, I'll find the crime. That's Letitia James. And she doesn't even hide it. She does interviews. She goes out on the streets and she says, I'll find Donald Trump. I'll find what Trump did. She says it. Here's the man. I'll find the crime. She's openly saying that. These are the most dangerous people in our country. This is what authoritarian tyrannies form out of. And boy, are they arrogant and boy, are they aggressive and pompous and they think nothing is in their way. And they might be right. When you've got such a ridiculous. I mean, look, you want to raise awareness about the crimes against Asian people that are happening in America, then you might as well be honest about it. Maybe Barack Obama should come out and make a statement, you know, the first black president, and say, hey, guys, you know, stop beating up Asians. It's the white people you should be attacking. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, but no, you don't get any of that. It's just, oh, white supremacy and it's Asian hate crime. Even though every video, every attack on an Asian American is a black man or a black woman. Not Letitia James. She's too busy trying to destroy Donald Trump, an innocent man, because of her racism against white people. She doesn't like seeing white successful men. So instead of trying to be successful herself, she just tries to destroy them. But I mean, this is the swamp personified. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, who will be in charge of hundreds of billions of dollars of our taxpayer funds that most likely she will be giving to electric energy because she is heavily invested millions of dollars in electric vehicle battery companies. I don't see a conflict of interest there at all. It doesn't stop. This Biden pick has worked for top offshore wind firms. He also has millions of dollars invested in the windmill industry. And now he's going to be joining Biden's team. His confirmation hearing for Deputy Secretary of the Interior Department was last month, so that's nice. So you've got Biden appointing people heavily invested in the windmill industry to be overseeing funds and energy. You've got Biden appointing people who are heavily invested in the electric vehicle battery industry, and they'll be overseeing how funds are doled out. And you've also got one more beauty, Christopher Fonzone, who also worked with Obama. He used to work for Huawei in the Chinese government. So you've got Tommy Boudreau, about to make millions in the wind industry. You've got Jennifer Granholm looking to make millions in the electric vehicle industry. And you've got Christopher Fonzone, who worked for Huawei in China, all being appointed to the Biden administration. This is a real motley crew, isn't it? This is a real group of winners here, isn't it? They're about to steal so much money. It's going to be, I mean, this is going to be the biggest theft maybe of all time. And Obama set records.
Warning, warning, warning.
The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring. They are attacking. They are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California and New York are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
800-998-7173. I will stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Overwhelmed here, and I'm waiting to be joined by Alex, and so I should wait until I'm joined by Alex to get into this, but again, I've got just more medical literature here. Hat tip to Jason Lowe, who sent me this. And folks, you can do this. Go to your local pharmacy, ask for the insert. Read it. And by the way, Some of these pharmacies are going to have different inserts because they're going to have their own medical documents because the vaccines don't have inserts. And so they're smart enough to know we have to have medical documentation. We're not going to break the law. So they'll have their own medical inserts with their own medical data on it. So there's all kinds of different things. So it's not just the ingredients and the side effects that they know of. It's them admitting that they still don't know all the side effects. The testing is still underway. It's not FDA approved. It is mRNA encoding viral spike glycoprotein technology, which they all say, oh, it's all conspiracy theories. It's just in the medical literature. It's just like we read the medical literature and tell you what's in the vaccines and they call us conspiracy theorists. Unbelievable. And they just admit, like right here, this is a summary and does not have all possible information about this product. This information does not assure that this product is safe, effective, or appropriate for you. That's the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine drug education monograph. Mm-hmm. So I could just sit here and read medical literature all day. Here's the ingredient. SM-102. Okay. SM-102. Let's go over here. Look at the... Here's the safety data sheet from OSHA on SM-102. For research use only, not for human use. So let me get this straight. I'm supposed to take a trial vaccine that killed the animals it was tested on, hasn't been human tested, is a new vaccine technology. The guy who's promoting it, Bill Gates, says he wants to get the human population down to zero, and one of the ingredients says it's not for human use. Folks, man, if you line up to take this, and I know people that have, and I'm not trying to insult or judge people that have, okay? But, I mean, at a certain level, you have to understand, Bill Gates thinks if you take this vaccine and die, then you deserve it. But maybe he's right. I mean, that is that the debate we need to have? Maybe they're right. Hey, if you're going to line up and you're going to get this vaccine and it kills you, you signed up for that. I mean, the left is the one that doesn't want to talk about war heroes. Say, oh, they signed up for that. You know that? Well, you died from the vaccine. Did you sign up for that? Or were you not properly informed? See that? Because that's illegal. But maybe they say you were properly informed. Here's the medical documents right here. I mean, what are you going to... And so, and the amazing thing, too, is you'll have leftist attorneys suing car companies or suing gun companies. The gun company is the big one. Suing gun companies or trying to write legislation that says a gun company, a gun manufacturer is responsible if somebody uses a gun to kill someone in a crime or commit a crime, that the gun company is responsible. And then when they can't pass the legislation, they sue the companies trying to hold them responsible in individual cases to just try to sue them out of existence. But see, they don't want that same application. They don't want that same logic. They don't want that same litigation against vaccines. Well, why the hell is that? Because it's all a giant cult. There's no gun cult. There's gun culture. But nobody's forcing you to buy a gun. Nobody's forcing you to go learn to shoot a gun. Nobody forces you to go shoot skeet at a shotgun range. Nobody forces you to go become a handgun expert. Nobody forces you to do any of that. Ah, but see, the vaccines, we want to force you to do that. So we're not going to go. We like that. We like industries that are totalitarian and authoritarian. We're into that. But gun manufacturers and that's like, you know, self-government, independent stuff? No. They're going to try to shut all that down. But they'll stick you with an ingredient that says not for human use. And so here they go. You know, I was going to wait to get into this with Alex, but I mean, I'm into it now. So California County requires businesses to submit COVID-19 vaccination statuses of all employees. Total tyranny. Boy, how much does California suck? report Oregon to demand proof of vaccination to enter businesses and churches without a mask. And, you know, maybe that's why. Let me just reach over here to this other stack of news. Maybe that's why five Oregon counties vote to secede and join Idaho. So you basically have, I mean, who knows if this would happen. Maybe this is the solution, though, is to just vote our way out of Democrat cities and then give them the Portland, Oregon's, and then they'll have the five that go down through Salem into Eugene. And then the rest of Oregon that doesn't want to live in a third world country hellhole joins Idaho. You could apply the same thing in California. There have been proposals. The libs, the commies, the Democrats, they get L.A. and San Francisco and, you know, up and down the coast and everywhere where they control. And then the rest of California that doesn't want to live in squalor in a third world hellhole, they are now in New California. So it's the same thing. Maybe that's a real solution. Seems a little far-fetched, but maybe that's a legitimate solution. Just give the Democrats the cities that they've already destroyed and then just make sure they don't destroy the rest of the country. It's a good solution. I just don't know if it's feasible. But, yeah, in Oregon, it's soft tyranny. Oh, which there's really no such thing of. But that's how they're trying to roll it out. Oh, no. You just have to have a vaccine to go to work. You just have to have a vaccine to go to church. You just have to have a vaccine to go to the ball game. You just have to have a vaccine to go to the grocery store. Oh, you mean I just have to have a vaccine to do everything? Oh, okay, gotcha. And so I realize now, too, and you know what? Look, I'm not a Luddite. I like technology. I do. But see, you're starting to see how it's becoming force implemented where you can't even get a paper menu at a restaurant. And I don't like going to dinner with my phone on me. I don't like going to dinner with my iPhone on me. And so I don't have it and I can't scan the menu. Again, that's not even me like, oh, I'm against this technology. Hey, it's kind of convenient. The other night I was at dinner. They had a digital menu and it had reviews on each food and likes and stuff. So that, it was kind of nice. I'm not against technology, but see, it'll get to a point where you right now it's just a smartphone. It'll be a smart chip. Which, hey, you know what? Great. Humans get chipped. Whatever. Maybe it'll be a good thing. I don't want it to be a part of a control system. I don't want it to be a part of a human oppression system. I don't want it to be part of a global tyranny. It should all be mandatory, or excuse me, it should never be mandatory for any slip. It should all be a choice. And if you want it, go ahead. And maybe it'll be a good thing. But see, when they force it, then they control it and they control you. I mean, that's what it's really all about. By the way, there's a new, and this is kind of strange, swollen tongue, new COVID side effect. It's a little unclear about this story, but they say there's multiple examples of this, but they only cite one in this story. This man has a large, enlarged tongue. If you look at this picture, it just shows you the ridiculousness of the world. He's got the mask on. Folks, his tongue is so swollen, it's like 6 inches out of his mouth. I mean, the mask is bulging off of his face because his tongue is so swollen, but he has a mask on his nose. I mean, it's such a joke. But so these people are getting in, but they don't mention the vaccine. They're just saying, oh, it's a COVID side effect or a COVID treatment side effect. But they don't mention if they've had the vaccine. Seems like that'd be kind of a thing you would ask. Seems like that'd be the kind of thing you'd report on. Maybe this is a side effect from the vaccine. Not COVID, but they're saying it's a COVID side effect or a COVID treatment side effect. So we're still learning more things about this viral release from China that Fauci and Obama.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Why should kids get vaccinated?
We're going to get it soon! And then we can play! Yay! I'm so excited! We will get to play together when it's done, the shot! We will get to play together when it's done, the shot! We will get to play together, we will get to play together, we will get to play together when it's done, the shot!
Wow. So there's more people on their social media account promoting the vaccine now for kids, the jab for kids, the experimental jab for kids. And we know they're getting paid to promote it as well. Thank God for the brave social media influencers who reported this story when they were offered thousands of dollars to promote the COVID vaccine and put their whole platform on the line, really. This is just sick, demonic stuff, man. And so, honestly, I'm living it and I don't even believe it. But let's just go ahead here. Let me just pull up my phone here because I have the document on my phone, but I want to do it live on air with the crew so that you can see. So, guys, pull up a Wikipedia, search SM-102 Wikipedia, plug that in, and put it. Go ahead and just put it in Google, because Google, like, interfaces with Wikipedia, and so there should be a result right there. Just go ahead and, guys, I just want to see this. Let's just do it live on air. Because, again, they say this is all debunked. Search. All right, go ahead and put in Lucifreeze or Luciferase. So Lucifer A-S-E, basically. No, with the SM-2. SM-102. Or maybe that's on... Oh, there you go. So according to Wikipedia... the SM-102 does have luciferase lipid nanoparticles. I mean, again, I can't even deal with this. I can't even keep up with this. If I were you, I wouldn't get the damn vaccine, okay? Okay? I'd be avoiding that at all costs. Wow. But, TikTok or Instagram, I got paid thousands of dollars to promote the vaccine. Oh, you're complicit now in a crime against humanity. Congratulations. Good for you. And you promoted it to kids. Wow.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this nightmare. Look at this mentalist. Put it up.
When it's done, the shot. We will get to play together.
I am Lucifer. I'm coming for your children. I'm in the vaccine, and I will kill you.
What was that? That was weird. Oh. God save us. All right. I need to move on because I've got other news. And I want to open up the phone lines today because we haven't taken too many calls this week, and just intelligence from you on the ground is important as anything. I mean, I could open the phone lines and say, hey, what are you hearing about the vaccines? And we'll have dozens of people call in, talk about the negative side effects or family members dying, because that's a fun Friday, but that's what we have to do here at InfoWars. Nobody else will do it. You know what? Let me finish up with some of this Biden stuff. So we talked about his appointees that are about to get fabulously rich off of green energy deals that I'm sure they're going to pass, that are invested in windmills, that are invested in electric car vehicles, batteries. One of them worked for Huawei. Yeah, Huawei and the Chinese government. Same difference. You know, this is the Biden administration. But... So we covered, I guess, was it yesterday or Wednesday? When was it that Biden insulted the Coast Guard? I think it was yesterday. Everything's a blur when you're Joe Biden or covering him. I think it was yesterday we covered it. He insulted the Coast Guard graduates and he called them dull. Well, it turns out that perhaps the insult to the Coast Guard graduates was not the worst part of that speech. In fact, the joke that he tried to tell... he plagiarized from Ronald Reagan, who told the joke to Coast Guard graduates in 77. When he was 77, Biden is 78. So go ahead. Here's Ronald Reagan landing the joke that gets a bunch of laughs compared to Joe Biden stealing it from Reagan, butchering it, and then getting nothing but crickets because he sucks. Here's the video.
My Coast Guard aides have been excellent. One of them taught me that, and I quote, "The Coast Guard is that hard nucleus about which the Navy forms in time of war." I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, "the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war." You're a really dull class.
What an ass. What a pompous ass. First, he steals Reagan's joke, doesn't land it, and I love how he even throws in the quote, too. He throws in, and I quote, "You're quoting Reagan, you ass!" And, oh, and I quote, "Yeah, you just stole the whole thing from Reagan, you butchered it, and then you blame the cadets, or you blame the Coast Guard graduates, and call them dull, because you stole and butchered a joke." This guy is just an embarrassment of riches, but like, fool's gold riches. Oh, and I mean, the media just loves the guy, too. The Democrat voters just love old Joe. My gosh, he's not done stealing credit, though. During a press conference last night, he said he helped broker the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. That's a lie. It was Egypt. That story is at the Gateway Pundit. It has the video and everything. But it was Egypt. It wasn't Joe Biden. So he lied about that, too. But he lies about everything. And quite frankly, he doesn't even know what the hell's going on. They don't even let him drive the truck at the Ford power plant. Whose call do you think that was? Do you think that was Joe's call, Secret Service call? Or do you think the Ford plant was like, "Hey, look, this is a $70,000, $80,000 truck. Do you think we could have maybe the safety driver with the safety wheel drive the car and Biden can just kind of, you know, drive, pretend he's driving around where the aviators photo shoot?" And you know Biden, he says, "Oh, I'm not supposed to take questions. Oh, I got to go. Oh, Nancy, what should we do? Whatever you want me to do, Nancy." He says all this on a hot mic. "Oh, I'm not supposed to talk to you guys." According to who? You're supposedly the leader of the free world, but you're not free yourself. Okay, not even free to drive a $80,000 electric Ford truck that he loves so much. Oh, he's talking about how great it is. "Oh, this thing's great. It zips around." He's not even driving it. Again, you see this stuff, and like, it's just, it's so unbelievable. I mean, you see the guy's hand on the wheel, and it's like, I still don't believe it. I still don't believe that it's so bad, and the media is so pathetic. I don't even think it's that they would cover it up, that he can't drive a car. I think that they're so dumb and they're so unobservant and unaware that they literally did not even notice that there was a second wheel and a Secret Service agent driving. Or maybe it was a Secret Service agent who said, "I'm not getting in the car with that guy." And they said, "We'll give you a steering wheel so in case he, you know, goes crazy or whatever, you can be in charge." Okay, fine. Wow. But seriously, the media, the White House press corps is probably so dumb and so unobservant, except maybe Peter Ducey. And like, there's other good ones, but they're not allowed to follow still because of COVID. Maybe they'll let them back in, but, you know, it's the limited numbers because of COVID. No, just the ones that Biden approves of. They probably are so unobservant, they wouldn't even notice the second steering wheel. So imagine being so confident in the Biden administration. You're so confident that the media lackeys you have following you around are so dumb that they won't even notice you're not even driving the truck. Wow. Amazing. And then I guess he assumes the entire world is so dumb that he'll take credit for the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, even though everyone knows it was Egypt and President el-Sisi. Steelworker union that endorsed Biden now begging him not to end Trump's tariff on foreign steel. Oh, so all the cheap, bad steel coming in from China is about to come in again and put the steel manufacturers out of business. And by the way, you know, nobody made a big enough deal out of this. And I still won't today, but I should. You know, Biden opened the pipeline for Russia. I mean, Biden shut down our pipelines and opened Russian pipelines in Europe. If Trump did that, what would they be saying? Do I even have to say the word Russian collusion? Because Rachel Maddow says it 100 times a night.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.